And it's time to talk some local rugby with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Wicks. Good afternoon, Wixie.
Good afternoon, Bear. Good afternoon, everybody listening on 981 2NM and 2NM.com.au.
There's some junior rugby to talk about in the heart of summer.
Yeah, fantastic stuff when it comes to the game. Of course, you can find out more by listening to our development officer there in Brentdale. Send him an email at brent.dale at nsw.rugby. Opportunities are there, of course, when we move on to the top of the tree there. But also, of course, our locals are getting stuck into it when it comes to being part of it. Musselbrook, of course, during the week, the Heelers had their GM, and we'll talk a little bit more about that on Tuesday. But a fresh new board, a lot of new people which are part of the game, and hopefully juniors will be part of their agenda. Also, of course, the Singleton Bulls kicked off their trainings again on Monday there at God's Acre in House Street. Their presentation night will actually be next Friday night at 6:30 there at God's Acre, so you can find out more through the Singleton Facebook page or singletonrugbyclub.com.au. So Smart Dress Casual and Gourmet Hamburgers are going to be the meals there for the Presidio night there at the Singleton Earth Moving Bulls, but we're certainly looking forward to a back end of the season where a lot of the country clubs are now training, and that should be quite a bit of fun as we look to the new season. Of course, you can find out more about our games through cnru.com.au and also hunterrugby.com.au.
It's impressive when you consider the fact that the new season really won't start until after Easter, more than likely. That's traditionally around about the right time, and we've only just entered December.
Yeah, it's just one of those things moving forward that, big thing for us, I suppose, is just preparing for the new season. The Singleton Bulls, of course, also have an under-16s New Zealand Tour fundraiser, and that'll be on the 19th of November, of course, just passed. So it's just one of those things where hopefully people can reach out, connect to the clubs, get stuck into the juniors and the seniors, get some fundraising going for those clubs. And as I said, you know, get as many kids get to go to New Zealand to be part of it. Notice some of the country clubs out in the Central West are doing fundraising as well, and as we've mentioned before, Central West are already trialling tomorrow in Canandra to defend, make it three in a row in both men's and women's when it comes to the country champs. That'll be held in Tamworth over the long weekend, and they're looking to go to the Otago Highlanders in the pre-season. So it's just absolutely mind-boggling that, we're really getting stuck into a new season. Also, it looks like Bear, one of the Shield clubs we may expand on Tuesday, may be coming up to play in Tamworth in March as well.
Oh, that's exciting news. With the international season now over, Australia sort of unfortunately finished up with a whimper. Couldn't get a victory in the United Kingdom in the Barbarians match against Samoa. Got called off with 90 minutes to go.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things that Samoa hadn't played any games at all, and they look forward to an exciting opportunity now with that law being sorted out that we talked about 5 or 6 months ago, where Henry Sproatshire, Israel Folau's and all these sort of guys can go and play for their Pacific Island nations.
Yeah.
And as I said, Samoa didn't play any games at all, which is very disappointing for them. But we look forward to more international rugby, of course. You can go through the World Rugby YouTube channel. Our girls and boys are doing very nicely for the Australian Sevens at the moment, having won the title last week in the ladies. But a very competitive day's rugby when it was last night, or this morning, depending how you want to look at it when you watched it. But fantastic to see that our Pearls are doing really well, picking up trophies, playing some good footy, and Dubai has full crowds for this weekend. So they'll be looking forward to getting another trophy, both the men's and the women's, and preparing some players, as we said before, for the opportunity to go to a World Cup and also the Commonwealth Games next year.
Well, the Sevens tournament is certainly a fun one to keep an eye on during the off-season until we get around to winter. Wixie, mate, can I get you to hang in there for a moment and we'll come back and talk some local cricket?
No problem.
Nirvana for you right now on the sideline view. Don't forget to nominate someone for your MVP. Thanks to the Musselbrook Workers Club, that $50 voucher at the Odeon Restaurant, 65431981. We'll be back after this.